Our next presentation will be by Michael Loth, and he's going to talk about those things you talk to besides your iPhone, the things that hopefully will listen well enough to obey you and all of that.
Many people have Lady Ace. I don't know if I say it's going to activate your devices. I don't know if you're going to turn it off, but I'm going to focus more on Google Home, but really talk about both devices. Many things that you can do with your voice, everything from getting the latest news, sports and weather, controlling your television set, teaching yourself another language. There's just so many things that you can do, setting timers while you cook, get recipes, it'll give you get travel directions to go somewhere. The options are endless and you can do it all with your voice. And I think it's pretty amazing. I've been playing around with voice technology at least since 1998 on the computer. But to get these devices for $30 to me is nothing less than incredible. Alexa, play the latest news.
I'll play a channel from your top source. You can still hear your flash briefing at any time. Just ask. Let's set your preferred news channel. You can choose from sources like CNN, Fox News, ABC, and Al Jazeera. What would you like to hear?
CNN.
From CNN.
Good evening. This is your CNN news briefing for Friday, October 23rd.
Alexa, stop. Hey, Google, play the latest news.
Here's the latest news from Fox News at 6:10 p.m. today.
So should we? Hey, Google, play next.
From USA Today, 5 things at 6:43 a.m. today.
She'll go through a selected list of things. You can customize it. I listen to podcasts. I use a podcatcher, so I don't use those features. But you can go in and customize it and really kind of get it tweaked to the various sources that they offer and make that your device. A lot of people use that in the morning. You can set up your daily favorites. You could have wake you up to different things, you know, NPR or whatever you're into. So news could be right at your fingertips. Another is sports. Hey, Google, what is the status of the World Series?
Today, the Dodgers will play the Rays at 7:08 p.m.
What football games are this Sunday?
On Sunday, the Panthers will play the Saints at noon. The Bills will play the Jets at noon. The Browns will play the Bengals at noon.
What is the meaning of life?
That's a big question, but here's one answer I like. French philosopher Simone de Beauvoir says life has value, so long as one values the lives of others. This would explain why I enjoy helping people so much.
Latest weather?
Currently in Evansville, it's 51 with rain. Tonight, the forecast is around 47 with isolated thunderstorms, and tomorrow, it'll be mostly cloudy.
3-day weather forecast?
Tomorrow through Sunday in Evansville, it'll be cloudy, with highs in the mid-50s and lows in the mid-40s.
Stop. You can do 10-day weather forecasts. You can ask for different cities. Hey, Google, current temperature in Anchorage, Alaska?
The temperature in Anchorage right now is 36 degrees.
Say Bonnie Lucas in Spanish.
Lucas means Luke in Spanish.
Close. So if you do it right, you can have it speak to it in one language and it'll speak back to you in another language. So you could, in other words, ask it to say something in Spanish and then turn around and tell it to say that in English. And if you're doing it right, kind of teach yourself, you know, some other languages. My son made it do all kinds of cool stuff. I like timers. I use that for cooking. So when I put in something, I want 30 or 40 minutes, and both Google and Lady A do that. Another thing that both devices do that I love is spell checking. Oh, hey, Google, spell omnibus.
Omnibus is spelled O-M-N-I-B-U-S.
Both devices can play radio stations. Hey, Google, play Legend Oldies Radio.
Streaming Legend Oldies Radio from TuneIn.
Hey, Google, stop. Both Lady A, if you subscribe to the Amazon Prime, you get music on it. But I like Google a little better for the music because it plays related songs. So if you ask for a song or artist that you like, it plays related music, as you could call it genres in a way. And then you can say thumbs up and thumbs down and really kind of get it tweaked. Or if you're just in mood for a certain kind of music, I get on my exercise bike and I want to just play some up-tempo music, play something with rhythm or dance music or new country or whatever your preference is. Hey, Google, play smooth jazz.
Okay, check out this smooth jazz music station on YouTube Music.
And again, Lady A does the same thing. Google will play related things, so you can just kind of play it as long as you like. And then as you play a few songs, it starts to drift into different areas to see what you might like. Hey, Google, stop. I'm in a different room, but I can tell it to play something on my TVs. Right now it's called Living Room TV. I even have one called Abby, and it'll play through my Sonos speakers. So you can map it, tell it to play something, and send it to different places. Or you could say, play How to Fix Your Kitchen Sink from YouTube on Living Room TV, and it'll grab that YouTube video and automatically turn on and push it over to your TV set. Hey, Google, who was born on this date?
I found six on the website playback.fm. Famous people born today. Here are the first three. Number one, Weird Al Yankovic, Friday, October 23rd, 1959. Number two, Ignatius of Loyola, Friday, October 23rd, 1491. And number three, Pele, Wednesday, October 23rd, 1940. Do you want to hear more?
What famous people were born on October 5th? That's my birthday.
The births of October 5th include Nikki Hilton, Kate Winslet, Jacob Tremblay, and 34 others.
All right, cancel. I just love to ask it information. Just throw. I just want to know about something. I throw it, and it taps into a lot of different things, Wikipedia and all these different sources.
Yeah, this is Bonnie. Does Google do exercises? With Alexa, you can say, do a seven-minute exercise or something like that, and then it'll start playing music, and it'll tell you these exercises to do, and jumping now, jacks running in place.
Hey, Google, let's exercise.
I exercise my mind as much as possible.
Play exercise routine.
Ba Rutten's all-round workout, 28 minutes, by Ba Rutten. Sure, playing on YouTube Music.
Welcome to track one of the all-round workout CD. This workout will be around 28 minutes with
wow.
No rest. So you better get ready. We're going to start in 15 seconds.
All right, Bonnie, 28 minutes.
Just to make sure when I play shadow boxing, it's
take off the thing on my lap and the headphones. Right.
Hey, Google, cancel.
That sounds great.
This is Charlie.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yes. Google, what is the average weight of a male killer whale?
Male that is adult weighs between 3,628.74 and 5,443.11 kilograms, and female that is adult weighs between 1,360.78 and 2,721.55 kilograms.
Is that precise? Now you have to convert it to pounds.
So why aren't you using your Alexa?
Why aren't I?
Yeah, right now.
Oh,
because you don't want to make everyone's.
Yeah, I didn't want to activate everyone's. I just figured most people have Alexa, so I was focusing on, but I have her, and she's connected to the mixer. Alexa, what is the average weight of a killer whale?
A killer whale typically weighs between 15,000 pounds and 19,000 pounds when fully grown.
Pardon?
She's talking kind of fast.
Yeah, I forgot how to slow her back down. 15 to 19,000 pounds is what she said.
I was wondering if you remembered that, because that would be something I would do.
Yeah, I got her sped up, and I was like, I forgot how to turn her down, but I can understand her, so I've left it there. I mean, the options are endless. You can go and there's comparative charts of all the different things that you can do, and they're always kind of messing with it, changing it. They add some features, and I go, I like that. I learn a certain way to do something, and then they, you know, a week or two later, they change it. So I think it's like a big test experiment for them. Both are good. They work in different ways. Hey, Google, how far is Anchorage, Alaska from Evansville, Indiana?
It is 3,857 miles to get to Anchorage from Evansville by car.
Wow, 3,857. That's a road trip, serious road trip. I like to just throw questions at it. You can ask it about medical conditions. That's something, you know, I'll get. Or medications, that's a really good one. You, maybe your doctor's prescribing a new medication, and I'll ask it, and it'll tell you, you know, what it's used for, side effects. Hey, Google, tell me about lisinopril.
Lisinopril is an ACE inhibitor. It can treat high blood pressure and heart failure. It can also reduce the risk of death after a heart attack.
Alexa, tell me about lisinopril.
Lucifer is an American urban fantasy television series developed by Tom Kapanos that premiered on Fox on January 25, 2016. It is based on the DC Comics character created
Lucifer.
By Neil Gaiman,
not
Sam
quite.
Tieth, and Mike Dringenberg taken
Alexa,
from the comic
stop.
Book series.
Google's just more accurate. Alexa just sometimes goes way out there, and there's certain words she will never understand, no matter how you say it. They're both really cool. It's really an evolving technology. Taking the time, I might ask three or four different ways. I think it's pretty amazing. And like I said, the fact that you can control your television set, you can have it control your sound system, music, or do exercise routines, not even scratch the surface of all the capabilities of what these technologies are capable of. Usually I think around $49, you can get them as low as $29. And you can connect them to various smart appliances like thermostats. Abby has set her thermostat. She can use it to raise and lower the temperature or tell her the current temperature in the room. And so you could be away, you know, from home and then tell it to set it to 75 degrees and then turn it down to 72 about an hour before you get home or whatever you want to do. We got smart plugs. I gave her one and she plugged her coffee pot into it so she could make her coffee the night before. And then she's getting up in the morning to tell it to start the coffee and then go ahead and get ready. And by the time she's dressed and done everything else, her coffee's ready to go. You know, there's just so many cool things that you can do. I'm just a big fan of voice. I really believe for older persons who just may be fearful of computers, I think it's a great way to get the same information. And I have to admit, there's quite a few times I'll just ask it a question. It'll tell me what I need to know without having to go and go to my computer or iPhone and go to google.com and peruse through the content. So I just wanted to share that for maybe those who aren't aware of it, or maybe you learned a thing or two that you didn't know that these devices can do.